Well, in this hypersensitive political landscape with nations on hair trigger alert, Opera San Jose is offering an olive branch with an opera that recalls an extraordinary moment, sadly not lasting, during World War I when, on a Christmas Eve in the trenches, arms were laid down when three Scottish, French, and German officers negotiated a Christmas Eve truce, and strains of Silent Night were heard floating softly over no man's land as one voice became many and enemies laid down their arms to celebrate a fleeting, precious night of peace and hope. This World West Coast premiere of Silent Night has music by Kevin Putz, who won a 2012 Pulitzer for his score, commissioned by the Minnesota Opera, with a libretto by Mark Campbell, who is also Mason Bates' collaborator for his forthcoming premiere at Santa Fe Opera of The Revolution of Steve Jobs. I talked with Opera San Jose's general director Larry Hancock back in September about the full Opera San Jose season, which opened with Donizetti's Lucia, and last April with Kirk Dougherty about his role in the Opera San Jose production of A Streetcar Named Desire. Kirk is in his third season as a company member of Opera San Jose, and this season was heard as Edgardo in the aforementioned production of Lucia, and the standout roles Alma Viva in Rossini's Barber of Seville and Cavaradossi in Tosca in recent seasons. This summer he'll roll the dice on the role of the Count for Opera's Las Vegas production of Rigoletto. A pleasure to welcome you back, Kirk.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
He's joined by Julie Adams, who makes her debut with Opera San Jose this season as Anna Sorensen in Silent Night. Among many other accolades, Julie is a winner of the 2014 Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions and recipient of a 2015 Sarah Tucker Study Grant. She's a second-year San Francisco Opera Adler Fellow and alumna of the Marilla Opera Program, where she recently performed the role of Blanche DuBois, coincidentally, in Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire, but here in San Francisco, not San Jose. She also sang the role of Rose in Weill's A Street Scene with Michael Morgan in the Oakland East Bay Symphony. Julie, welcome to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Well, first I'd like to ask Julie about your role, Anna Sorensen. We're talking about the trenches of the Western Front here. Not
yes,
many women
yes.
in sight, I imagine, but
no.
Tell us the backstory about Anna and how she fits into the opera.
Anna Sorensen, so obviously with that name, she is of Danish descent, and her character is so beautiful in this opera to me. She is pretty much the pure definition to me of strength and innocence and beauty. She is Niklaus Sprink's girlfriend, and they are both opera singers, and devises a plan as she realizes, obviously, with Sprink being away, how much she misses him, and just how she cannot survive without him. So she devises a plan to write to the Crown Prince and have a concert so that he can be pulled out of war temporarily, and it's just so she can see him. And she thinks, great, everything's going to be fine. But upon that concert, she finds him completely a changed man. He can't finish the song, and she has to encourage him that it's all okay. But she really realizes then he's definitely changed by war.
Wow.
And so when she realizes this and she sees this and he says, you know, I can't stay. I have to go back. I have to go back and be with my, you know, fellow soldiers and help them celebrate Christmas. She's shocked, but she also, realizes what a beautiful thing that is. So she says, well, I'm going to go with you. And he's like, no, you're not. And I said, absolutely, I am. And she arranges that. She says she has her passports all ready to go, and they go. And it's that strength, it's that courage, and it's that determination that she has and that he has, and their love for one another is just so beautiful. So it's an honor to portray such an amazing character.
Mm. Well, the Christmas truce is a well-known historical event. Is there anything else in the opera that's historically accurate, or is this a convention of the storytelling? Kirk?
Well, there actually was an opera singer who did sing at this event.
Wow.
Historically.
Okay.
And I play the character Niklaus Sprink, what Julie's saying is totally for my character and for our German thread of this story, very true. trying to find a very true depiction of what it would be like to be a person drafted to this and fighting this war and questioning the war, and my relationship with my lieutenant is very difficult, and it leads to a bunch of actions which consummates in making a very important decision at the end of the opera. I don't know if I should give that away, but basically the Christmas truce is a moment in which Anna goes with Sprink to the front lines and observes some of the carnage of the battle, but also she sees me go over the top of the trenches and sing for the men of all sides. And one of the more beautiful things in this opera, you get to see the sides, the thread of the story that is German, the thread of the story that is French, and the thread of the story that is the Scottish armies, how they interact. And surtitled, of course, but all the different languages, and the musical writing itself describes the national character of each side's music.
Hmm. Interesting. And how are you finding Kevin Putz's writing? He obviously incorporates Silent Night, which we'll hear shortly. But how is his writing compared to other contemporary composers you've worked with or sung?
Well, many composers write in a uniform style to show their voice. And I think what Kevin Putz does in this score really shows the voice of each character through a variety of styles. You can hear almost every style of music in this piece, from Middle Ages, Renaissance, Baroque music in a German style, French music in a Romantic style, and Scottish folk songs, one of which is newly composed for this particular piece. The timbre of instruments, bagpipes are used, harmonica plays, very unique orchestration, music to a battle scene. There is action on stage.
Even the Germans, too. The German, I find his German writing is somewhat significant of and resembles Strauss. And, you know, it's very rhythmic, the Germans, the Germans' music, whereas the French is a little bit
more fluid,
a little bit more like Debussy. So it's very interesting.
Follows the stress of each language. There are some opera excerpts that we sing in the beginning. Okay. There's an opera within the opera. And to the libretto, I think what's unique about the piece is the character of Niklaus and Anna. They sing about war, but in their opera, in a sort of a 18th century version of their opera, it doesn't have the same kind of grit, realism that the characters in the opera suddenly experience. And so when they do have the concert for the Crown Prince, and she says, "Now you're back, you've come back to me from the war, we can stay together."
Have a whole different meaning.
Yeah, there's an irony to that because that's what they sang about in their opera. But now he knows that he has a duty to the people he's been fighting with, and he has to go back to them.
Silent Night will be conducted by Joseph Marchesio at Opera San Jose through February 26th. Kirk playing Nicholas Sprink, and your companion, Julie Adams, performing the role of Anna Sorensen. Kirk, you'll be Rodolfo in the upcoming production of La Boheme. Looking forward to that. Julie, what's coming up for you?
Well, I will be also, I'm actually going to be performing in Boheme as well. I'll be performing it with three performances with Opera San Jose, and then I will be performing the role of Mimi in two performances with San Francisco Opera.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. I wish both of you well in this production and beyond. Let's hear a little bit of music of Kevin Putz from Silent Night. The libretto, other than from Silent Night, the actual hymn is by Campbell, Mr. Campbell.
Mark Campbell.
Mark Campbell. music of Kevin Putz with Mark Campbell. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Music of Kevin Putz from Silent Night.